Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Free State Arena here in White Marsh, Maryland. Hope everybody's enjoying their, hope you're enjoying this cruise. You're here right now, we're on the here on Perfect day. So today's He's getting covered by number 18. Number 3 is quarterback.
At the airport in Milwaukee, they refuse to let us
go. So here's the back pass. He's looking fireball over number 34. I'm getting the hell out of the way. I'm going to leave over here because I'm going to put something in the pet health care insurance for yours truly. Yeah. I'm pretty much free of my life here. Thanks for logging in on Blog Talk Radio. I know you hear Waylon Jennings in the background. That's our music for the opening of every show. From me and Paul. So we're going to be standing behind the big red of Arbutus right now. We've been playing Super Bowl football since 1920. Here's the number 3 back to pass. He's looking. He fires downfield and, incomplete. He's standing for number 6, the wide receiver for the big red. I guess I'm setting up a showdown coming up here. I'm also here to see NASCAR Steve Lewis with us this evening. He's here along with the Senators from New York. I think his name is Nick and his girlfriend. Hopefully everybody's enjoying the broadcast here.
After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind
interesting opportunity here. We're doing a controlled scrimmage here. We might be inside what's going on with the kind of players that we're talking about. So you might hear the huddle. So this is actually our own version of Total Access.
In the cities of this nation, me and Tom Paul.
So number 3 is ready to kick, ready to be the quarterback. 10's in the motion along with 18. 3 back to pass. He fires downfield and incomplete. So we were a lot of players here today for the Eagles. They're in training camp right now. Their first game is not officially until April 4th. When they take on a non-conference team, the Philadelphia Hornets.
So hopefully everybody's enjoying it out there in Radio Land.
We are privileged to do this game on Blog Talk Radio, a new feature this year in 2015. If you're listening to us in Baltimore or in Harford County, or you're listening to us in Arnold, Maryland, thank you very much for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully you're making your Sunday night, you're just joining us on a Sunday night, a warm Sunday. Felt like it was 65 degrees out today, but it was really 51 degrees. Even the third cold around here, it's been nothing but minus 10 the last couple of weeks around here. So we're in an indoor facility here at the Free State Indoor Sports Arena in White Marsh. So number 18th in motion, number 3 back to pass. Here comes the pass off. And, nice incomplete pass. 10-4, number 6 at Arbutus.
looks like number three was there to make the tackle. Some of the kids, some of the Eagles are sporting a brand new jersey this year. Something totally different from they did a couple of years ago. They were going to play last year, but due to situations with finances and all that stuff, they only did one game, and that's basically it. So, Coach Matt Sheffield is back coaching the Eagles after a one-year stint in York with the Capitals. He did coach the Eagles back in 2013 when they went 0-8 in the season. And we did all their games on Herbert FM Radio. So we're hoping everybody's enjoying it. It's a two-hour special here on Blog Talk Radio. You can join us tomorrow night at 9:30 on Blog Talk Radio here on Herbert FM Radio on Blog Talk Radio. For the American Indoor Football Total Access at 9:30 tomorrow night, special time due to work. So it's a very nice crowd here for a scrimmage here at the Free State Indoor Sports Arena. So they're just walking around trying not to get killed. So hopefully you all are enjoying the broadcast here this evening. So we got quietness right now. Let's see what now the Eagles will have the football doing their just like a controlled scrimmage. You got Nelson number 34, and you got 76. You got a big man. Number 76 at the one of the line of scrimmage. I'm going to get out of the way before I get killed here again. Bradley, number 6, is in the wide receiver. Number 11, Ethel. He will do an option. He will run with the football. Little Michael Vick, and he will not be touched. he went right into the wall and knocked out three pads. That is pretty interesting stuff right there. So folks, we're on Twitter at HerbFM. So if you want to send us a tweet or something to let us know you are listening to us here on Blog Talk Radio, we greatly appreciate you joining us. And we're live from my cell phone. So this is an interesting new little gadget here in the what do we do with without broadcasting on your cell phone. So now the Eagles will have the ball at midfield. Number 76 is one of the offensive linemen for the Eagles. They're wearing the black helmets this year, but you do have one guy wearing a white helmet. I guess he did not get the memo. So here's the next series here. They're probably going to grab one of the coaches during this patrol practice and explain what's going on. She's left-handed, and that is picked off. That looks like a Geno Smith type, and I'm getting the hell out of the way. Number 11 threw a Geno Smith type football. That was a Mark Sanchez type football, right to the wrong guy. So we're getting set for back to the Eagles still have the ball on the offense here. And Bradley, number 6, is one of the wide receivers. Number 1 is the quarterback. I thought it was number 11, the way the Eagles are on their uniform, the Eagle wings, so it looked like number 11. So a little bit behind we're right behind the center here. Handoff, and look out. He got tackled. Number 10 for the Eagles just got, did not go explode off the football there. So Truthin, number 10. So, folks, it's 52 degrees outside. So I hope you're enjoying this wherever you are. Yeah, I know today was a great day if you have 6 pounds of snow on your driveway. hopefully it starts melting. So we don't have a field goal kicker here right now. There's no field goals going on here. So here's the back to pass. Nice fake down the sideline for incomplete. It was counted for number, let's see the uniform number down here. Number 83, the center for number 83 for the Eagles down the right side of the, we're using a soccer, indoor soccer facility. So it's basically down near one of the boards. Arbutus Big Red in the white uniforms. A lot of players have different helmets. And one of them has a white helmet. Some of them have a black helmet. Some of them have a red helmet with a yellow face mask. Or some have a red helmet with a black face mask. So wide receivers are in motion. That's what they're doing in this ballgame. And number 56 taking stacking number one right there from coming from his blind side. Nice tackle there. So setting up, I think they're not keeping down. I think it's just doing offensive, what's going on here. Here's the next offensive series for the Maryland Eagles, who are wearing nice uniforms this year. Very nice. Bradley is going to be guarded by number six, so it's a battle between six and six here. If you are a school teacher, you know, want to do your math, it's 12. So, probably going to hear about this later. So, anyway, so wide receiver Bradley's in motion going to the other side. Fumble. Number four skips it and runs it in for the big touchdown. So, number 11 forgets to get the, loses the football. Losing the football here. And we're going to take you a live action footage here. Hopefully everybody will get that out there on Twitter real quick. So here comes another series coming up here. So number 85 is one of the wide receivers we just checked in. Bradley's number 6. We got number 10, 76. The Eagles used to practice down in PG County, right off of 495 in the New Carrollton area. So we're back up here this year. So wide receiver Jefferson's in motion, a pump fake, and he missed it. He was trying to get it to Bradley, but Bradley was too quick on that route you see a lot in the NFL. So, folks, if you want to send us a message on Facebook and let us know where you are, and we appreciate you joining us this evening on the first ever live broadcast of a scrimmage that we're trying for the first time here. I hope you enjoy it. You can find us at Hurt FM Sports Radio on Facebook. So here's here's the quarterback. Number one is the left-handed quarterback. Two wide receivers in motion here. Back to pass. Looking for and look out. Nice. Ooh, incomplete. He was heavily pressured by number 56 of the Arbutus team. And he was, nice pass, but it was incomplete. So, folks, I'm sitting down here on this nice indoor turf here. It feels very nice and soft. This nice soft texture here. So here's the next offensive series coming up here for the Eagles. Looks like number, looks like Nelson number 84 is one of the he's the center. And then the 76 Coleman looks like a big beefy man. They probably maybe saw him today at a Japanese restaurant for lunch. Yeah, he could probably eat more plates than I did. So here's here's the pass, and I wasn't seeing his wide receiver completely because the pass rush by number 34 and number 56 covers from both sides of the football. Number 34 is wearing the red, white, and blue socks there. So, an interesting whoop for this afternoon. Or if you want to say early evening. So, here, 20 minutes into the broadcast, so hopefully everybody's enjoying this scrimmage or listening to me doing play-by-play commentary. Looks like number 76, 84, and 70 are the offensive linemen, so they gotta block number 56. He's been going right through the guys. And handoff to Gruchin, number 10. Oh, look out. Somebody's helmet went right to the busted glass right here at the arena here. You probably heard it right here on Herb FM Blog Talk Radio. Interesting boom. So let's give you some scores around the majors here. Major League Baseball spring training is on the way. The Red Sox beat the Mets today, 6-3. The Twins over the Orioles, 2-1. Right now, top of the seventh, D-backs have a 10-0 lead on the Giants. White Sox have a 6-2 lead over the Athletics, bottom six. The Rangers have a 7-4 lead. Back to pass, and it's complete. And the ball comes out after you get hit by the wall. Nice pass to number 80. So we're marching down this field here. We're going to take, I think it's the time for the... Looks like the offense is going to take a little break right now because the defense of the Eagles are going to come back on the field because it's our Arbutus' turn to run the offense. So, come back to the Rockies have a 5-4 lead, top of six over the Padres. Brewers have a 2-1 lead over the Dodgers. The Reds 10, Mariners 1, bottom 8. And end of 6 in Arizona, Cubs and Rangers. Rangers have a 6-1 lead. And the Royals and Angels, the Angels have a 4-2 lead. And the D-backs have a 10-4 lead, bottom 6. And it looks like the Astros and Braves tied today. And they're the Astros had a squad against the Braves, 2-2, and then the second game, the Astros had a 14-9 win over the Tigers, and then the Marlins were beaten by the Cardinals, 5-2, the Rays lost to the Phillies, 5-4, the Yankees win by a score of 3-2 over the Nationals, and Pittsburgh won by a score of 1-0 over the Blue Jays. So we're taking a breather here. I guess the offense of the Big Red is going to be trying to see what's going on here. We're trying to get their series. So I hope folks are enjoying the live broadcast here. Hopefully, wherever you are located, thanks for making this part of your afternoon. So we're going to try to
standstill here. I guess one of the coaches for both sides of the Eagles and Arbutus are talking strategy right now. Sitting here waiting for the start of the play here. Trying to figure out what's going on. It looks like we're still working on strategy here. So. Trying to get things going here. I think they were working on strategy here. So now we're ready for the break is over. Looks like everybody's going to get their helmets back on. Sorry, folks. Yes, a couple players are going off the field. So it looks like the Arbutus Big Red will be running the offense here right now. So they're still in a delay mode here. Trying to see what's going on. You can go to HermitsM.com anytime, folks, to read our stories, see what the broadcast schedule is, and who we have interviewed in the past. You can sit there. You can go on to HermitsM.com anytime, anywhere. We're getting, I guess we're trying to get reset up here, re-rack here. Number 8, looks like number 18 is away from the group there. So I'll do this. And we're getting set here. Number 56 will be now part of the offensive line, along with number 34 will be one of the offensive line players. Number 55 will be in the backfield with number 3. And you got wide receivers number 18, 10, and let's see, it looks like 6 in the wide receiver slot. Wide receivers are in motion, high snap, back to pass, looking. And Nash just went flying next to me. So we may, yeah, I think it's probably good to move before I get killed. So. So. If you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, you can always
text us right now and let us know where you are. It's 443-567-0746. We'll love to know if you are out there listening to the scrimmage, that we're doing the best we can here, because it's a controlled scrimmage. So both sides of the football, both teams will get, you know, equal shots of offense and defense. So here's the number three is the quarterback. He's in the shotgun. He has 6th and 10 in motion for the RB's Big Red. Back to pass. Looking, it looks like number 55 trying to get him, but nice pass, a nice throw on the run by number 3, the quarterback for the Big Red. And nice pass. So, setting up a long, you know, second down coming up here. We're going to move up a little bit here from the back here. We'll see what Steve and the rest of the guys are doing. Doing all right. Touch of people. So we're going to move up here. That's the camera guy. And nice catch, nice pass to number 6. And he's getting pushed, yeah, pushed around a lot there. So. So it looks like the offense is moving down the field for the Big Red here. Close to 6:27 Eastern Time, 5:27 Central, wherever you are. Thanks for logging in here on Blog Talk Radio on Herb FM 2. Herb FM 1 is still up and running. It's on Live 365. We got great music during the daytime and sports programming at night. So if you want to listen to both, you can. So, we've got the wall falling down here. So folks here at Free State, you know, Indoor Sports Arena, they do parties around here, so just want to give them a free plug. If you want to have a party here, you can call them today at 410-335-6400, and they will kindly help you get your birthday or your water park parties and all that stuff around here. So they have a water park outside. So here's number 3. Quarterback hitting pass for us. Nice pass to number 55, White, and he will get tackled close to that if they had a goal line. Yeah, probably that's where they were. Well, setting up here for they're marching down the field here. So they do have practice here until 8 o'clock tonight. So they might be, this is a controlled scrimmage. So the Eagles have been in camp for a while. So, hopefully your folks are enjoying the broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. And it looks like number 3 is a quarterback. He's going to be looking for the play. He will be in the shotgun for number 3. That's E.J. Manuel's number, who is from Florida State football. Pitched out to number 55, and he will get tackled at the line of scrimmage by Nicholson. And by Dylan Don was there as well. He made the tackle. Dylan Don did play some of the has played in some of the arena football games over the year. So setting up another offensive series coming up here. Oh. So here's the, get out of the way here. We might be part of the whole play action pass here. So, trying to get the play going here. Number 18 is in motion. He's on the line of scrimmage for number 12. Very nice block here. Okay, close by Nicholson. Here comes the pass. Nicholson walked the guy real quick. He's not happy with himself. He's not happy with himself. So. Setting up they're going to bring the series, the offensive series back down this end. We're going right to left on your mouse. So we're going to try and do this for an hour here and see how this thing gets really interesting. So it's going to be a beautiful have the football again. So hopefully anybody out there listening to us, thanks for tuning us in. Want to text us anytime. It's 443-567-0746. If you are a loyal listener, thank you for joining us. Yeah. If you're part of the Loyal Listener Club here. So number 3 is the quarterback skill for Arbutus. Two wide receivers are in motion. High snap. Back to pass is out. Solid 9 is coming in and picked off by number 3. We got a whistle was blown afterwards. So an interception, but the Arbutus will still have the football. So the defense is working with each other, both offense and defense, getting some playing time today. So they will start their season April 4th against the Philly Hornets of the indoor semi-pro league. And hopefully we'll carry that game live here on Blog Talk Radio. Number 18 is going to be lining up the line of scrimmage here. Getting guarded by number 33. Number 33 is not on the ball, giving them a lot of space. They're back in a prevent defense, almost. There's number 3, back to pass. He's getting flushed out of the pocket. Throws on the run. Caught to number 6, and he was met by number 14, Reed was there, and you heard the helmet-to-helmet check right there. He caught it right over the middle, and number 11 just, crushed him with the helmet. So setting up an offensive possession for Arbutus here. So number 3 in motion, back to pass, looking to get a pass route. He loses the football because Deladon runs into him. And Deladon will get the fumble, and number 95 slowly getting up, and he got up. So setting up another offensive possession here. So, folks, if you have any trouble with the audio, please let us know where you are, and we're doing this on our cell phone. So hopefully you folks are listening to us, and if you have any audio issues, please let us know or email us at curbsmradio@gmail.com. Or you can text us anytime at 443-567-0746, or you can tweet us at curbsm on Twitter. So here's the number three in the shotgun for the Big Red here. 18 is back towards where I am right now. High snap, bad snap, and the ball will go into the goal. And they're going to take a break right now. And we're going to walk around and see what's going on here with the crowd. First, we're only going to do an hour here. Like, I know we're scheduling from 6 to 8, but we're going to try to see if we just do an hour and see what you guys think about it. So we have a break right now. So, we got a break in the action. A lot of the players are going down in separate areas of the arena here. So, let us know what you think about the broadcast here. Send us a text message at 443-567-0746 or email us at herbfmradio@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about this broadcast here. We are on for another half an hour. So, we'll be on until 7. And then we'll be hopefully you folks will enjoy this one-hour broadcast of the scrimmage here at the, and that was Phil Morgan with the tackle there, number 3 for the Eagles, so I haven't seen him in a very long time. So, we'll see what's going on here players are, teams are coming out on the field here. Just kind of do a breather, a relaxed break time here. Just like a halftime. So, folks, if you let's give you some scores, some hockey scores. If you weren't up last night past midnight, you probably missed the Penguins winning by a score of 1-0 in OT. Penguins' next game is not until tomorrow night in San Jose. So they're still doing that West Coast today. And the Islanders last night, they dropped 1-2. They dropped 1 to the Panthers. So we're back here on the air here. Folks, if you're calling us, please text us, not call us. It's 443-567-0746, and we'll help you if you can. We're talking on our cell phones here. So the Rangers, the Islanders will play the Maple Leafs tomorrow. So we trying something new here. So we got another 20 minutes, like 15 minutes left, 20 minutes left in the broadcast here. Okay, so So, folks, if you're listening to us, please text us, not call us, okay? It's 443-567-0746. Please text us, not call us. So hopefully, yeah, if you're enjoying this broadcast. So, the Big Red coming back on the field here, getting ready to start there. Yeah. Going to start their next discussion here, right back here. So if you're listening to us in Baltimore, or you're listening to us in Baltimore, or if you're listening to us in Baltimore or in Annapolis or Havana Grace or wherever you can pick us up, thank you for joining us here on Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be glad to broadcast this scrimmage here. A little scrimmage is a control scrimmage. So, so 6:41 Eastern Time here. We'll get ourselves, we're going to stick with this for a little bit here, and we'll go and, hit the road for the rest of the evening. So. So we'll stick with this thing here. So. Hopefully you're enjoying the weather out there. Very nice weather today. Very warm out. Well, looks like the fellow is like 80 degrees because of the weather we've been having around here in the Mid-Atlantic region. So, so the Big Red is taking a break. Same with the Eagles. They're getting their final instructions here. And we will get back on the air here. So, I'm hoping I hope everybody enjoyed their 4-day weekend. All around here with the snow we had on Thursday. I hope you enjoyed my first day off wherever you guys are. So, hoping we're going to get back on the way here. One of the coaches is giving the whole Eagles a pep talk here. Well, Arvidas is getting themselves a little pep talk. They don't have a lot of players here today. It looks like the same amount of people, except for one guy is. Yeah, it's like someone has an Arvidas helmet over here. So. We're going to set to. Looks like you're going to be, probably opening, getting ready to start the game. And, Waymax here, he's over here saying hello to me. Yeah.
How you doing,
Mike?
Doing good.
So, Raymax here, I guess he's helping out with the, seeing how he's going to be playing Erie this year. So, Mariners are no longer part of the American Indoor Football League. They are folded. So, Raymax brings his daughter around and, he's sporting, sporting that nice ring that the Mariners got last year. Down in Fayetteville. You can go on herbfm.com to listen to the final play that we called the final possession of that throwing championship game. So, hopefully, folks, folks can join us tomorrow night at 9:30. Right here on Blog Talk Radio for the full access show that we do with American Indoor Football. We'll talk to Coach Oliver of the Chicago Blitz. And we'll talk to Gabe Chavers, who played for Jacksonville State, with the Buffalo Lightning now. And we'll talk to, hopefully, Marcus James, the head coach and GM of the Atlanta Sharks as well. So it's a show every week, every Monday, starting at sometimes 8 o'clock, sometimes 9:30, depends on our variability. So tomorrow is at a special time, 9:30 Eastern time, 8:30 Pacific, 8:30 Central. So we're getting set for continuing the scrimmage here. We're going to go get out of this area, and we're going to make this a we'll get to the Eagles are getting ready to start their scrimmage up again here. So it's an interesting little arena here in White Marsh. Right off, right off of Route 40 here. Here, Route 40 in White Marsh. So let's see.
Stay out here for a minute. Come here.
So we're getting set for the part of the end of the scrimmage here. And we're going to get back over to the other side. Pete Lang was asking if they're doing it on the phone. Yes, we are. So we're going to walk around this arena here. I mean, like they took an old garage and made it into six different places to play indoor soccer or indoor whatever you got. It's amazing. You got a gym over here with trampolines and there's former county gymnastics over here. Pretty neat little place. We're hoping you folks are enjoying this broadcast. We're going to get ready to say sayonara and leave it there to you in a couple minutes here. This is just a test run, a test pilot tonight. We're going to do it for 1 hour and see what it sounds like, and we'll get, hopefully we'll continue doing these games here on Blog Talk Radio. So this has been a fun afternoon here. I'm just doing indoor soccer plays here as well. Some young ladies playing soccer down in the other end of the spectrum. And the coaches are likely on the field for Pee Wee soccer. I guess so. So we're going to say so long and farewell. Here at the Free State Arena. There's a pilot tonight for 1 hour of fun. And we're going to get over here and see what's going on over here. And we're going to say goodnight and sayonara. And we'll talk to you guys next tomorrow night at 9:30. We'll just give you a taste of what the scrimmage is. And please let us know if you have any other concerns or questions about tonight's broadcast or anything. You can email us at herdfmradio@gmail.com. And now, today, I'm Chris Heidel. Have a great night, everybody.